Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms. This is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello there and welcome to another edition of Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Matt McClure here alongside Bradley Harden with AmeriLife of Central Florida, of course. Hey, Bradley, how's it going?
I am doing well, Matt. Good morning to you. How are you?
I am doing very well as well. I appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great, great show that we've got to bring to the people this time around. We're talking about longevity and why that's such a challenge for folks, especially when it comes to retirement planning. How long are you going to live? Well, nobody knows because, you know, at least my crystal ball is broken. So you got to make sure that your money lasts as long as you do, no matter how long that happens to be, right? I mean, that's going to be the goal, not only of the show today, but I think you and of course, your wife, Madison, that's what you all do and help people do each and every day.
Yeah, you're right, Matt. And we really enjoy helping people overcome those fears of what happens if I live too long, or, you know, currently I don't have any built-in guarantees and there's no longevity protection in my current plan. And so for almost 15 years, Madison and I have been helping people overcome that longevity risk or that feeling of running out.
Yeah. And that is going to be what we go through here on the show today. And before we get to kind of the meat of our conversation here, I want to just say a big, big thank you to everyone who is listening to the sound of our voices right now, because without you, we would not even be here. We would not have a show. So we thank you so much for doing that. Whether you are listening on the radio in the great state of Florida, or if you are listening on the podcast, and you might be listening on the radio and say, oh, I didn't even know that there was a podcast. I would love to listen to that. Where do I find it? Well, the answer to that question is wherever you get your podcasts. Just go and search for Retirement Your Way, and you'll find the show there on any of the major podcast platforms and some of the minor ones as well. So listen to the previous versions or previous episodes, rather, of the show there. Also, check out the YouTube channel. A lot of great content going back to the TV show, Retirement Your Way, and then into the radio show now here as well and podcast. And check out all of those videos. We got some long form videos, some short form videos. We got all the things. And we would just appreciate it if you would be a part of that. Just search for Retirement Your Way on the old YouTube and subscribe, like the videos, leave us some great comments there. Really would appreciate that. And don't hesitate to reach out to Bradley and Madison at AmeriLife of Central Florida. They would love to help you get the retirement that you deserve, that retirement that is done your way. I mean, that is why the show is called what it is, after all. And the thing is, especially when we look at today's sort of subject, or today's topic, main topic on the show, you can't control how long you're going to live, right? But you can control whether your money lasts as long as you do. And so we're going to talk about protecting your lifestyle, creating steady income, enjoying retirement without the fear of running out. And you can always give a call to AmeriLife of Central Florida. Get a free consultation at 386-977-9684. That's 386-977-9684. Once again, that is free of any cost or any obligation, that initial consultation is. And you can also go to planretirementyourway.com. That is the website. So we're going to talk about why outliving your money is really the biggest fear of retirees today. That's going to be where we start our conversation. And we're going to go into more about longevity risk. What is it? Why does it matter? We're going to talk about some old rules and do those still work in today's world? Can yesterday's strategies really still provide you with peace of mind going forward? We'll talk about that as well. And a little bit more to get to on the show today. I don't want to give away too much, really. Right now, what we do want to give away is some financial wisdom. We've got some inspiration for our conversation here. We'll do that with our quote of the week. Bradley, give it to us.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
So the quote of the week this week comes from Benjamin Franklin, and he says, "A long life may not be good enough, but a good life is long enough."
I love that. I mean, talk about wise words from Benjamin Franklin. And it's like, you know, as long as you have a good life, that no matter how long it is, it's going to be long enough. But if you have a long life, and let's say in our context, if you haven't necessarily planned for that long life, and you haven't gotten that income that you can't outlive, if you, you know, don't have a plan to make withdrawals from those accounts that you have worked so hard to save into and to invest into your whole life, boy, that's, you know, don't plan to be, you know, 85 and then on your 86th birthday, it's just gonna not be a happy birthday for you.
You know, the first topic, the fear of running out, we do have some statistics and some surveys show that more Americans worry about outliving their savings than death itself. So I'm going to kind of break down the different generations. So they say that Gen X leads the way. So 70% say their top financial fear is running out of money, compared to 66% of millennials feel this way and only 61% of boomers feel this way. So that older generation is more worried, and that makes sense. You know, they may have seen their parents run into issues. And so those are some statistics to kind of kick us off.
Yeah. And almost half of U.S. workers over 50, so about 45%, say that outliving their savings and their investments is their greatest retirement fear. And among retirees, it's about a third of folks have that as their greatest retirement fear as well. And almost two-thirds of older adults have already cut spending on essentials like groceries and medical care due to rising costs. And that is a statistic there from the NRMLA. And so, I mean, why does this fear matter? I mean, you know, it's going to be something that we can't predict, right? I mean, because you obviously, as I jokingly say, my crystal ball is broken. I don't know how long in the world I'm going to live, let alone somebody else. So why does this matter? And what in the world can we do about it?
Right. No. And what we're seeing is that there just are longer retirements, right? So people are living longer. So we need to figure out a plan and create one that's going to last 30 to 35 plus years and be able to stretch those savings farther than ever. And, you know, people are living longer. And so the natural, you know, which is a good thing, right? But the flip side of that coin, right? What's the bad thing is that, well, maybe you didn't plan to not be working for 30 or 40 years in retirement. So that is something. And what it says here, this is a statistic from the Transamerica Institute, that less than one quarter of Americans over the age of 50 have a written retirement plan to manage longevity risk. So again, Matt, less than a quarter of those folks.
Well, if you are part of the 75% who do not have that written plan, you need to get one, folks. I mean, it really is just as simple as that. And your retirement, you know, should be just really more than kind of that countdown clock, right, to that date that you circled on the calendar. Let's make sure that you can make it no matter how long after that date you've circled on the calendar, you are around. Let's build that plan that keeps your income strong, your lifestyle secure, and your future worry-free. Boy, doesn't that. Peace of mind is really priceless, right? I mean, it really, really is. So go to the website, planretirementyourway.com. It's planretirementyourway.com. Or call Bradley and Madison at AmeriLife of Central Florida, 386-977-9684. 386-977-9684, once again, is that number. And it's free of any cost or any obligation, that consultation. So yeah, feel free to reach out to them. Because you got nothing to lose there. Really, when it boils down to it, it is absolutely free, as I say, of any cost or any obligation. So we're going to talk more about longevity risk here and what it is, why it matters. And the thing that kind of one of the statistics that we ran across in looking at this episode of the show that sort of maybe surprised me a little bit was that from the Social Security Administration, a 65-year-old American today can expect on average to live another about 20 years into their mid-80s. And those are just kind of crazy because those are the numbers that keep getting bigger, every year, because a lot of folks are living longer and we see more folks even living into their 100s these days, right?
Right. No, I agree. And I've got clients that are pushing 100 and... we're numbers people, Matt. So, another statistic here is that extending your retirement by just 5 years can raise the chance of depleting your savings by 41%. So for those folks that haven't planned for that 25, 30, 35, 40 year in retirement, every additional 5 years, you have almost a 40% chance of running out of money. And I know we keep talking about that, and because it matters and people are concerned about that. And fortunately, through our planning techniques and personal pensions and Social Security optimization, we're able to ensure that you do survive and that your portfolio can last those 20 to 30 years in retirement.
Yeah. I mean, that really is what it comes down to, is making sure that you have that plan in place. And of course, we'll talk more about that aspect of things throughout the rest of the show this week. And one of the things is when we talk about the why, why this matters. And I sort of alluded to this earlier, was planning for 25 years of retirement, but living 35 years can really make you not a happy camper for about 10 years of your life, because that, your savings and your investments would just be gone. And so what are you living on? You're living on Social Security at that point. And that's, generally speaking, not going to be enough to cover your monthly expenses, let alone have you be at a point where you can do what you want to do in your retirement years. So the more years that you're retired, the more years of healthcare costs, you got long-term care risk there, you've got inflation pressure. And so underestimating that life expectancy really leads a lot of people to draw down those assets too quickly early in their retirement. And then there are some ripple effects, right, Bradley? I mean, it doesn't just stop there.
Right. No. And kind of going back for a moment on that you planned for 25, but you ended up living for 35. Those last 10 years, if you've only budgeted for 25, those last 10 years could be hard. And also what we're seeing is sometimes the last 2 or 3 years are the most expensive, because potentially you've now run into a long-term care situation or needing help at home, either by a spouse or a nurse coming in and helping you. And so, those 10 years of healthy living could be a problem, but you factor in potentially 2 or 3 years of an extended care need. Well, that's a bigger problem. And that's something that we address and talk about with our clients all the time, because people are living longer, the folks that we're sitting down with now, they're having to do that type of planning for their parents. So there's many multi-generational houses that I go into now where the clients may be in their 60s, early 70s, but their parents live with them, right? So again, these are things that we've all been exposed to as advisors and can try to help overcome those issues as they arise.
Yeah. And that really goes back to the whole point of, you know, everybody's situation being different and you don't know what's going to happen. So you've got to be prepared. You've got to have those sort of contingencies in place for whatever could happen. You know, you're sure it's likely that you're going to need some sort of long-term care later on in your life. So plan for that. If you end up not needing that, that, you know, pot of money or that coverage or whatever it is that you have to be able to pay for that, then great. It would be much better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it, right?
Absolutely, Matt. And that is what planning is all about.
Yeah, it really, really is. I mean, just have that plan in place so that no matter what happens, your bases are covered. And, you know, those longer lifespans, too, is kind of as you were saying there, Bradley, don't just affect your finances. They do reshape those family roles, caregiving, estate planning, and retirees may need to balance those things like you were talking about, caring for loved ones and things like that. Women also statistically live longer than men. They face heightened exposure to longevity risk as a result. They spend more years often living alone as well because, you know, guys, I hate to break it to you out there, but we tend to be the ones to go first. And so it really is a difficult situation. I know that that's something that you see all the time in your, you know, everyday work, Bradley, of just working with folks. And often it is, the man, obviously, who will, die first, unfortunately. And then the woman is left living potentially, you know, many, many years without the spouse. And so you got to be able to plan for that just as a single person for the rest of your life.
And sometimes the plans that we come up with are for the widow's tax or kind of a legacy plan for the spouse. And just a brief on the widow's tax, what that means is the surviving spouse has reduced income no matter what, right? So that's referred to as a widow's tax. So theoretically, if I've got two Social Security payments coming in and one of the spouses passes away, their surviving spouse, yes, they get to keep the higher benefit, but they will lose the lower benefit. So that could be $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 a year of income not coming into the house. And that's one of the areas of the widow's tax. And if we do get a chance to meet, and if that's something you are concerned about, we can definitely elaborate more on the widow's tax planning portion of our plans.
Yeah, it's something definitely to plan for. And, you know, the professionals who can look at all of those different aspects for you, talk to you about things that you didn't even know. I mean, you probably, if you're listening to the show right now, chances are you've maybe not even heard that term before, the widow's tax. And you're like, what is that? Oh my gosh, I need to be prepared for that. Yeah, they can help you, Bradley and Madison Hardin from AmeriLife of Central Florida, plan for the widow's tax, plan for an income that's going to last the rest of your life, plan for that longevity risk that we all face. Because again, we don't know what the future holds. So the right plan is going to blend growth, protection, and guaranteed income to make sure that your money lasts as long as you do, because retirement shouldn't be just a big guessing game about how long your money's going to last. Get some help from Bradley and Madison Hardin with AmeriLife of Central Florida to build that plan that grows with you and provides income for all the different stages of your life, especially that retirement life. Go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com, or call them at AmeriLife of Central Florida, 386-977-9684. 386-977-9684. That is the number to call for that consultation that is absolutely free of any cost or any obligation. All right. So, we talk about a lot about longevity, of course, here on the show. Some of the different strategies I know that you all use when you are planning for folks, or maybe things that have stood the test of time, right? I mean, there are a lot of different aspects of retirement planning that have been around for a long time. But there's been a lot that has changed over the years. And I think that's one of the important reasons why folks should reach out, should work with you all, because so much changes. But the question that we're going to ask here, this next part of the show, is there are some old rules out there, but there are some new risks as well as things change. So can those strategies from yesterday or yesteryear still work for folks? Let's take a look at that, Bradley. I mean, because we're going to talk about things like the 4% rule and all of that kind of stuff. Talk about some key facts here. There's was a Morningstar analysis I know that we had looked at to talk about whether or not this particular old rule still works.
Right. No. And it relates to the 4% withdrawal rule as being, you know, if you can withdraw 4% of your plan, it should last forever. However, the 2025 analysis suggests that 4% has been reduced to 3.3%. So as things are getting more expensive and inflation is driving those prices up, a report says you should be taking less money out of your retirement plan in order to make it last, not more. So that you know, that's an issue. Right? If things are getting more expensive, but the rule is now going down, what do I do? And so Madison and I are able to kind of create plans to overcome that discrepancy there of that 4% rule. And then another driver would be the sequence of returns risk. And that means I'm still pulling out money in a down market. So therefore, I have to have a higher return the following year in order to even make that 4% withdrawal or 3.3 make sense. So if I'm constantly withdrawing and the markets are down, then that's going to lead to depletion a lot sooner.
Yeah, it really, those are two kind of different things that you just talked about there that can be double whammies for people, right? I mean, that as costs are going up, as you said, this recommendation, at least, or the analysis from Morningstar is showing that there are, the 3.3% withdrawal rate is better or is going to be longer lasting, help your money last longer than the old 4%. So costs are going up, you got to withdraw less money. That's a double whammy. Then you got the sequence of returns risk where it says, you know, okay, there's market losses, but I'm still making withdrawals. Well, that's another double whammy there. Another, I don't know if it's a double whammy, but it's at least a whammy on your retirement, is that Social Security, it only replaces about 40% of your pre-retirement income on average. And is that enough to cover your expenses? Probably not, right?
Right. No, I agree. And for those people that have a plan, you know, that say, okay, I'm making X amount working. The goal was, well, are we paying down those debts? Are we getting rid of some of those obligations that are going to eat up that income? And if not, well, then we need to come up with a plan to be able to pay down those debts, make sure that we have enough for our mandatory minimum, as I call it, for the taxes, insurance, healthcare, gas, food, right? All the things that we have to live in society. And, you know, as you mentioned, Matt, Social Security was only intended to replace 40%. So for somebody who maybe was making $100,000 in their working years, you can really only count on about $40,000, give or take, from Social Security. So what do I do about that other $60,000, right? So we look at the budget, we look at the expenses, we look at the assets, and we try to come up with a plan to make that money work for you.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, and here's the thing, you know, going back to, like, say, that 4% rule, right? That could be something that still is applicable to someone in their individual situation. Maybe that would work for them. But it's not a rule that you want to just follow blindly, because it could mean overspending early in your retirement and then running short later on. That's not where you want to end up. Again, relying too heavily on Social Security, that can leave gaps that guaranteed income streams could fill. Market volatility in those first 5 years of retirement, that could be something that would permanently shrink your income potential, especially if those withdrawals are too aggressive. So, you know, I mean, it's a lot of different issues there that kind of go into this part of the conversation, but there are issues that you can address with your plans. And it's not just a one size fits all thing. I keep going back to it, but it's every plan that you do is customized for folks, right? I mean, it's gotta be something that's right for you, because what was right for your parents or grandparents or your aunt or your uncle or your neighbor down the street is not necessarily what's going to be right for you.
Right. And I agree, because in the big picture, today's retirees are facing longer lifespans. They're in a lower bond yield environment and they have higher healthcare costs. So I mentioned, you know, since I've been doing this in 15 years, the Medicare payment has doubled. So is it going to double again in the next 15 years? So that traditional set it and forget it strategy, you know, doesn't necessarily account for inflation spikes, rising taxes, or unexpected expenses. So we do need to make sure that every plan is customized to that individual, blending growth, guaranteed income, and tax-efficient withdrawals that gives the retirees the adaptability that old rules cannot.
So the question is, as we kind of close out here, what do we do to turn that fear into freedom and make longevity work for people, Bradley? What are some actionable steps that people can really take here?
Right. And the idea, I know we talked a lot about longevity and, you know, it's not intended to make anybody afraid. It's intended to bring something up that we deal with on a daily basis that we can build a plan for. So some steps that we take with our clients is balance growth and protection, right? So we keep a portion of the assets in growth, but we use personal pensions, guarantees to cover those essentials. We want tax flexibility. So we want to mix up those withdrawals between our taxable accounts, tax deferred, and Roth, so that we can try to be as tax efficient as possible. And lastly, we want to plan for the long haul, right? We're going to assume a 30 plus year retirement. So that means factoring in inflation, healthcare, and long-term care, and not just today's expenses. So those are some three action steps that we take with our clients, and it seems to be working out well for them.
Yeah. I mean, that really is, those are really some great things to keep in mind. And I would encourage you folks who are listening to work with the professionals who do this every day, who have seen many, many different scenarios and can help you take a look at what you have and where you could go with an actual plan for your retirement. Go to planretirementyourway.com or call Bradley and Madison at 386-977-9684. All right, Bradley, that's going to do it for this edition of the show. But thank you as always, sir. Really do appreciate your time and all of the wisdom that you share with us.
You are welcome, Matt. You know, I'm passionate about what we do, and as easy as I can spread the word, I'd like to help as many people as we can. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. And thank you for listening to Retirement Your Way. We'll see you again next time for another edition of the show.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Harden are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit planretirementyourway.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Harden do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided
stated is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.